the way that other developers are being treated is an indication that Urbana is not real friendly to developers. And when you have that, it's hard to get people to invest their money in Urbana. And if they don't invest their money, you don't create the jobs, you don't create the sales tax base, you don't create any of those other tax alternatives. And that's what's hurting Urbana right now.
Well, in debates, you've talked about, too, trying to form kind of an ad hoc committee to try to bring in, wherever they are, developers, other people that could help, that want to come to Urbana.
Absolutely. And the other thing is you might even consider hiring a nationwide company that does something like that. For instance, there's a very famous one right now that the president owns. If you hire a company like Trump or any other large company that is very familiar with large businesses that would have a great interest in using the resources of the University of Illinois, get those people out to get you the names and then go see them. It's just like shopping for automotive plants. You've got to put your best foot forward and go get them.
Both you and Diane Marlin have been expressed doubts about this proposal for the plan for issuing bonds for the redevelopment of the Landmark Hotel. So if this gets past the city council, how would you want this to be handled by the city?
I think it's a waste of money. And I don't have to take as long as Diane did to say it doesn't look like the numbers work. You, just as an individual, how are you going to recover $9.5 million? It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that's a bad deal. And the reason it's a bad deal is, as history has already shown you, they threw $1.5 million at it before, and it didn't work. Why would you want to do it to the extreme of nine times over?
Whatever happens with that hotel, I mean, it opens up to Lincoln Square. What do you do to help attract people to a mall that's been there for a long, long time and is losing a lot of businesses?
Well, you pay attention to what's went on in your neighboring cities. I'm old enough that I remember that Danville went through these same pains, and Champaign went through these same pains, where the downtown just dried up. And the only one that figured out how to do it is something that I said 8 years ago. It was Champaign. And the key is to not develop it from the retail end of it. It's to develop it by offering high-quality office spaces to high-quality tenants in those office spaces. Once that expansion started, then another office building sprang up right across the street. It started to fill up, and the rest is history.
TIF districts were discussed in your last debate. How can they best be used? And if you don't like them, how do you deal with ones that are already in place?
Well, of course, you can adjust the TIF districts by council action if you want to. But the in downtown Champaign, they had a TIF district where they spent about 20% of the development costs for the businesses down there came out of the TIF districts. That's okay if you do that, because they you do not want to give them a tax break. You want the people, if they get money from a TIF district, that they immediately start paying it back in through whatever taxes that they generate, whether it be the real estate taxes or however the TIF district is set up. That's an acceptable way of doing it, and it has proven to be successful in downtown Champaign again.
Talk about the position of the chief administrative officer. This has been vacant for a decade now. Do you want to revive this, and how do you think this position would help the city?
That is one of the reasons that I ran for the office. In 2007, I believe, Mayor Prussing fired the gentleman that had been there for years. I had known Bruce since 1977 when he was a part-time engineering technician. The administrative office is the stability of the city. It was the stability of the city of Champaign. It was the stability of the city of Urbana. That person is the one that developers can go to, and regardless of the politics, regardless of who the mayor is, that person is the one that is running the show for the developers. And it's that stability that encourages developers to come here, because you have that person there and they can depend on it. I would say when they bring back that office, two things should happen. First of all, that is a position that must be under contract. You cannot entice qualified individuals to come there to serve at the pleasure of the mayor. That you can't have somebody give up a $150,000 job in another city to come here and hope that the mayor loves you after 2 years. So you should get them under contract, and the contract should not coincide with the mayoral elections. It should be on the opposite 2 years. In other words, We've got an election this year. The contract should for the administrator should be – the first one might be 6 years, which puts them different than the four-year term of the mayor. And that way, you're again telling the developers, you've got a person that's going to be there that they can contact, and they will be there no matter who gets elected mayor.
I'm just curious, too, should you be elected looking at your professional life? Have you stepped back a little bit from that already, or will you have to?
Well, it presents an interesting situation for me because I carry two licenses, the professional engineer and the professional land surveyor's license, and those licenses have terms and conditions that go along with them. And I have to be very careful, even when I speak in these forums here, that if I'm talking as a mayoral candidate, that's one thing. But when I step over that line and I start talking about things of engineering and surveying, I have to follow a different set of rules. And if I don't follow those rules, anybody that's listening can turn me in to the state and have my licenses reviewed. I think it's a strong plus for the city to have somebody that has those licenses as the leader of the city, because we really have to think twice before we do something. And a lot of times people only think once. What's the old saying? Measure twice and cut once.
And then I also asked about your career just in terms of time commitment. Is that an easy thing to handle being mayor with the other jobs?
Yeah, it wouldn't be difficult at all. Although I will say that I probably would do simple surveys because as a surveyor, you get to meet so many people when you're doing the survey that you get to really put your finger on the pulse of the area that you're talking to. People will talk to surveyors without any reservation because it's an honorable profession, and they talk about anything that you're doing out there, and you find out what they're thinking. And it really, I've heard a lot of ideas that I've incorporated into the campaign from just talking to people when I'm doing simple surveys.